Now it's time for the news, and Sue will start with the first of five news slots.
The last 2 weeks may have seen a new lockdown and a quiet city centre, but there has been lots of news, and we will start with some stories that have nothing to do with coronavirus. Two planning decisions were made this week that proved very controversial. The Secretary of State blocked the £271 million proposed revamp of Anglia Square, and a Norwich school's plan to build a new dining hall was refused, partly to save a 200-year-old tree. Reaction to these stories appeared in the evening newsletters page, as we will hear. An aggressive, fast-growing weed has been spotted in the Broads, and a seal has been seen eating a pike in the river close to the Chatterbox office. My editor has noted that although fishermen are not happy, this means the quality of the river water in the city centre has been given a seal of approval. To start the news stories, we will hear more from Tim about the fate of Anglia Square and what comes next after the Secretary of State's decision.
The controversial £271 million revamp of Norwich's Anglia Square shopping centre cannot go ahead, the Secretary of State has ruled. Local Government Secretary Robert Jenrick yesterday issued his decision on one of the most contentious and largest developments in Norwich for decades. And despite a planning inspector saying the scheme should be permitted, Mr. Jenrick has refused to grant planning permission. He disagreed with the recommendation of Inspector David Prentice and has said it cannot go ahead. He said the 20-storey tower was of excessive size in relation to its context. He said the massing of the individual blocks and the tower and the extent to which the height and mass of the proposal would be uncharacteristic in the Norwich City Centre conservation area and did not fit with policy. Mr. Jenrick said that the benefits of the scheme were not sufficient to outbalance the identified less than substantial harm to heritage assets. Alan Waters, leader of Norwich City Council, said he was very disappointed and said it had overturned City Hall's democratic decision. He said, "We're very disappointed by today's announcement by the Secretary of State. This overturns the local democratic decision made by the City Council to go ahead with the development, as well as the planning inspector's recommendation to approve it following an extensive public inquiry. Not only will it substantially delay progress on a site in desperate need of development, but also make it very unlikely that Norwich will be able to benefit from the £15 million of government funds already allocated to it to accelerate development of the site. Now more than ever, we need to be investing and building on sites like these to stimulate the economy and offer jobs and homes to people. The developer and council have worked incredibly hard to get to this point, and we will need to take time to digest today's decision and work out the next steps. This part of the city offers so much potential, but sadly, that potential is once again being left unfulfilled." But James Wright, leader of the Liberal Democrat group at City Hall, said, "Having voted against it at planning and co-signed the call-in letter, I'm delighted at this outcome. Something needs to be done to redevelop Anglia Square, but not this, and not without a greater amount of high-quality social housing." Plans for the shopping centre, lodged by Columbia Threadneedle and Western Homes, had been approved by Norwich City Council's Planning Committee in 2018. Those plans included more than 1,200 new homes, including within a 20-storey tower, a hotel, cinema, car parks and new shops. But the proposals attracted fierce criticism due to the massing and height and its impact on the historic city skyscape, including on Norwich Cathedral. While City Hall officers had conceded that the revamp scheme would cause harm, they had said that was outweighed by social and economic benefits. The Council's Planning Committee voted in favour by 7-5.
The fate of Anglia Square Shopping Centre could yet be played out in the High Court, extending a saga which has gone on for years. The 1960s shopping centre has been in the hands of a string of companies, with the current owners, Columbia Threadneedle, buying it for £7.5 million in 2014. Then, Norwich City Council leader Brenda Arthur described that as a vote of confidence in the future of Norwich. But the owners said they would not go ahead with previous plans for the shopping centre, which were scuppered by the credit crunch. In 2017, Columbia Threadneedle joined forces with Western Homes to lodge its revamp scheme, which originally included a 25-storey tower. A year later, a revised scheme with a 20-storey tower. That failed to win over objectors, but it was approved by the City Council's Planning Committee before the matter was called in for Community Secretary Robert Jenrick's ultimate decision of refusal. So what happens now? Western Homes wants to challenge the Secretary of State's refusal in the High Court. They have 6 weeks to ask for a statutory review. Another option would be for them to lodge a revised scheme, possibly with a lower tower. But during the planning inquiry, the company had argued at least 1,200 residential units was an essential requirement to achieve economic viability. It could create a situation where a shopping complex, which needs maintenance, continues to deteriorate. Would Columbia Threadneedle look to sell, and would there be any takers? A question mark also hangs over the £15 million offer Homes England made for the demolition and development work at the complex. Council leader Alan Waters fears that could be lost. But critics of the scheme argue this is an opportunity for work to be done on an alternative. Historic England had commissioned architects Ash Sakula Architects to demonstrate how something more sympathetic could be created. That vision, presented at the planning inquiry, included just under 600 homes, the bulk of them on low levels, and a sky garden with views of the city. John Neal from Historic England said at the inquiry it gave serious pause for thought, but conceded that it was not viable in the present circumstances.
A Norwich school's plan to build a new dining hall, which would have seen the loss of a 200-year-old tree, has been refused again. Norwich School, in the grounds of Norwich Cathedral, lodged a fresh bid for a new dining hall and teaching facilities after a failed bid last year. The previous plan was refused over plans to cut down 12 trees, including a London plane covered by tree protection order, thought to be up to 200 years old. A revised proposal, debated at Norwich City Council's Planning Committee meeting yesterday, was recommended for approval by planning officers. However, the scheme was refused after councillors raised fears about the impact on nature. Green Party councillor Ben Price said, "Trees develop a wealth of microhabitats. The more mature a tree becomes, the greater its biodiversity is likely to be. It's not possible to recreate these intricate relationships by replanting. You lose that biological information. We have precious little left in the city. We can't afford to lose more." And objector Cavan Stewart said, "The removal of these 12 trees may seem trivial in the grand scheme of things. At a time when the Amazon is burning at the rate of a football pitch every minute, HS2 is bulldozing its way through ancient Warwickshire woodlands, and closer to home, 205 acres of the much-loved Thorpe Woods have been devastated in order to build a luxury housing development. We have something happening literally in our own backyard, and I believe we should make a stand." Headmaster Stephen Griffiths said, "Norwich School is a proud part of this city, and we've been in Cathedral Close for hundreds of years. Any development needs to be done with balance. We now have more than double the pupils and staff to feed every day, but we hope it will be a building the city can be proud of and use for the many and not the few. He highlighted the benefit to wildlife from proposals to plant 771 new trees, 21 in the grounds. But councillors had concerns over tree growth being limited if they were restricted to planters.
An aggressive aquatic weed that grows up to 20 centimetres a day and can clog up streams and rivers has sparked a warning after it was found in the Norfolk Broads. The Broads Authority has asked river users to be on the lookout after floating pennywort was found on the River Ant between Tonnage Bridge and Wayford Bridge near Smallborough. The authority raised the alarm about the non-native and invasive species in October and has now reported its warning. Broads Authority ecologist Jonathan Cook said the pennywort would end up becoming a major hazard if it was not brought under control. Mr. Cook said, "The pennywort was first spotted in late summer on the North Walsham and Dillam Canal between Honing Lock and Tonnage Bridge, but we are uncertain as to how it entered the navigation. There's also a patch at the confluence with the Hundred Stream towards East Ruston. It is likely to end up in the stream as well as in the surrounding dikes and ditches. We are asking people in the area to help out by being on the lookout for the floating pennywort, and if they spot it, to ensure that they do not disturb it. The weed costs more than £25 million across Europe every year to clear up, and through lost tourism income. Floating pennywort is such a successful invader that just a single fragment of it drifting downstream can soon dominate an expanse of water. It outcompetes native aquatic plants, blocking out the light they need, leading to loss of native plants and a sterile river ecosystem. If the outbreak spreads further, it will also affect tourism if dense mats of the plant grows thick enough to block river access for boaters and paddle sports. The plant has a stalk attached between lobes of a kidney-shaped leaf."